Hi, this is Melissa Bartel, and this is my Dog Days of Podcasting entry for Sunday, August, whatever. I think it's the 25th. Yes, it is. It's the 25th of August. I don't know if you can technically call this Sunday brunch since it's like 6:30 in the evening, but I keep weird hours. And while it's true I've been up all day, this is the first time I've had a chance to sit down and record anything because I've been doing other stuff. So I'm reading a Sunday brunch called Mail Call that I wrote almost exactly a year ago. It was from Sunday, August 26th of last year. I have a confession to make. I'm in love with my mailman. Well, actually, that's not quite true. I'm not in love with my mailman so much as with every mail carrier working a route, and all the people of the Postal Service that make mail, physical mail, a continued possibility. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that I'm in love with mail. After all, mail and I go way back. I remember waiting eagerly for it when it was time to check the mail. More, I remember being with my grandparents on the front porch of their New Jersey home and accepting the bundle of mail right from the mail carrier's hand. Sometimes he, or she, but at that time letter carriers were usually men, would chat for a few moments, asking my grandparents how they were doing, checking to see if I was enjoying my summer vacation, passing on news about the neighbors. Not gossip, but news. I noticed Mrs. M's flower garden isn't looking good this year. Is she okay? Looks like the P family finally moved to Florida. That sort of thing. By the time I was 6, I was madly in love with mail. I was an avid Zoom watcher and could recite, sing really, along with the cast members, the address for mailing and suggestions. Send it to Zoom, ZOOM, Box 350, Boston, Mass. 02134. When I was a little older, someone gave me this book called Free Stuff for Kids. It was full of hundreds of free and up to a dollar things that kids could mail away for. Sometimes you just had to send a postcard. Sometimes you had to include a SAISI, which, as I learned from Zoom, meant a self-addressed stamped envelope. Sometimes you had to write a letter asking for the item, and sometimes you even had to send 50 cents or a dollar. In return for all this, you got mail. Real mail. Storybooks, bumper stickers, stickers for your binder, seeds to plant, crafts to make, pretty much anything that you could get by mail. It was like having Christmas or your birthday every day. As I approached my teens, I noticed that mailboxes got farther away. At our townhouse complex, for example, you had to walk to a central bank of mailboxes. I also noticed that mail came less frequently. As a small child in New Jersey, I remember 2 deliveries on weekdays and 1 on Saturday. Now it only came once a day, including Saturday. In one of my favorite books, John Stilgoe's Outside Lies Magic, in which the author encourages us to go outside and become explorers of the everyday world, the author comments on this and suggests that cutting down to 1 delivery was a way to end overnight local mail delivery for the cost of a first-class stamp. Since then, I've had pen pals, been involved in recipe exchanges, book circles, and sent and received hundreds, if not thousands, of holiday cards. I've adopted soldiers and committed to writing them a letter a week and sent get-well cards to wounded combat veterans. I've written to members of Congress and heads of television stations and even supported the writer's strike of several years ago by sending boxes of pencils to studio execs. Through all of that, even when the bulk of what comes out of my mailbox is either bills or advertisements, I've never lost my love of mail or my respect for mail carriers. When I hear about the need to make drastic changes to the Postal Service, I worry. When I read that Saturday deliveries might be eliminated, I feel sad. Part of that is my own selfish love of receiving letters, it's true, but it's also because these kinds of changes mean that there are people who don't get it, who honestly don't understand that our mail carriers aren't just mindless drones filling letterboxes. They are a vital, albeit unofficial, part of our neighborhood watch program. Consider, the mail carrier who does a regular route knows the way a neighborhood feels. They notice things like whether the dogs at one house are out in the middle of the day when they're generally not, or if a door that is usually closed is suddenly left open. They note the houses that are vacant, cast a protective eye over the houses where the owners are on vacation. If an older homeowner suddenly stops checking their mail, our letter carriers know about it and might ask a neighbor to check in. Consider this as well. Our libraries are filled with collections of letters from authors and politicians. Our keepsake boxes, at least mine does, overflow with saved letters, postcards, and greeting cards from friends we may never see in person. Sure, email's immediate, but how many of us save electronic correspondence for later perusal? A tangible letter or card isn't just the information it contains. News that's already old when it gets to you, but a representation of the time and thought the writer put into it. So consider this a call to action. Buy a greeting card when it isn't someone's birthday and send it to a friend. Write a letter to your mother or your daughter, your father, your son, or your sister. Send a thank you note about something you've had for years but use often. Use pretty paper and a favorite pen. Use the hotel stationery on your next vacation or rip a sheet out of a spiral notebook. It doesn't matter. Just write a letter and send it by mail. That's all for today. I might do a catch-up post later tonight. I might not. The goal of this wasn't really for me to actually do it every day, even though those are sort of the rules. But I really appreciate you listening. Have a great day.